This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, sports fans, it happened again today this morning on Channel 4 here in Washington, D.C., when they say, okay, we're at the Today Show.
Right.
I'm Al Roker. Now here's your local weather. Uh-huh. Again, on Channel 4, they don't cut away to the guy. They just leave it on Al Roker.
I love that.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening. You're a very beautiful young lady in your neck of the woods.
Pittsburgh.
Back to David. Say, ladies and gentlemen, we always have to make sure our director, Joe Michaels, is awake. Could you please all say, wake up, Joe Michaels. And he's a huge fan of Robin Williams. Could you all please say, Jumanji, high def, Joe. Rightio!
Put your pants back on!
And that's your latest weather, David.
The Don and Mike Show. The home for tolerance. The Don and Mike Show.
You know what's really sad?
What?
He's done that exact same bit with the audience before.
Yes, he has.
And it's sad to think that every day he gets up and does the same tired bit.
Pull the tape then, please.
All right.
If he's done the same thing before.
Hi, Def Joe.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
What's going on?
Yeah. A little radio show.
Loving life?
I'm loving life, Ass.
It's gold, Jerry.
Hey, he gave it to us and we missed it.
Yeah, he's playing the game.
You're loving life, Ass?
I'm loving Ass.
Sorry, I missed it, Ass.
Why are you loving your life so much, Ass?
It's a beautiful life, Ass.
I heard that one loud and clear. You're getting worse as you go on, Ass.
You know, I start off golden. It's only going to tail off.
What? Yeah, you just hang up, Ass.
Hang up, Ass.
There you
went. Bye-bye. Go off quietly into the night. All right, here's the same boner on the Today Show.
Right.
From, when is this, Rob? Like a month ago?
Yeah, about.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Let's go to Matt.
Ladies and gentlemen, we always have to make sure our director, Joe Michaels, is awake. Could you please all say, wake up, Joe Michaels. And he's a huge fan of Robin Williams.
Wow.
Could you all please say, Jumanji, high def, Joe.
Jumanji, high def, Joe.
Thank you. No. And some kids here from the Tippecanoe High School.
In a way, it makes me pity him.
Don't pity Al Roker.
That's his go-to.
That's really his thing.
It's bad, right?
It's bad. Roker, bad.
Something new, maybe, Al?
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, it's Radio Up Too Loud Guy. How are you, my friend?
It's not the radio. I'm in the freeway. But, hey.
You're in the freeway? What do you mean you're in the freeway?
It's Freeway Up Too Loud Guy.
On the freeway, driving on the freeway.
Okay. All right, now you cleared it up.
Hi, freeway guy.
Hey, along the lines of that guy from Stockton who had his telephone number disconnected, the guy who told the bad joke yesterday.
Yes,
right. I don't know if you got it or not, Ass, but I sent you guys an email. I'm an investigator.
We heard that.
We heard it.
We got you.
Bye!
We heard
Good
you.
Job. Good job. Thank you.
You know what this means?
What?
That in about an hour and 45 minutes, people from Sacramento will be doing that.
That's right.
You are much too generous, Mike, as always. Tomorrow.
Yes, we'll get them tomorrow, too.
Well, no, tomorrow's the Elvis show.
Yep.
Friday.
It'll be going on into next week.
And they'll call and they'll say, Alphonse Corrado Jr.
Ass.
Thank you. That was the joke.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
That was it. Before we discuss your diet.
Yes.
And God knows, the guys on this show, when they really feel like researching something, they research.
Right.
I've got so much research on this diet you're on.
Yeah, I'm sure it's all negative, too. I'm sure it's all negative, right?
I believe so.
Yes. I want to thank the guys in the back room.
I believe so. But first, I just have to tell you, I know it will not embarrass him, and I feel secure enough in my son's sexuality to tell you what he did last night.
Please share it. I always like these stories.
Yeah. He's going out with a group of women. It's one guy.
All in their 50s?
Four girls. These are all chicks that are his age.
Okay.
Early to mid-20s. He went to DuPont Circle, which is about the gayest part of D.C.
Gay.
Right. Well, that's just gay.
And a great time.
And he went to a went to a bingo night. It was drag bingo night.
Ah. Cool.
And I said to him, did you wear a dress? And he said, no, I wore shorts and a top. And I guess a do-rag. And I said, okay, and I'm getting all this morning.
Right.
And he said, but it worked out great because I got the phone number of a woman, and I'm taking her out either this afternoon or
a woman he met at drag bingo
or tonight. Yes.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then just to make sure that I'm going to have to see a psychiatrist at some point, he showed me the prize that he won when he won a hand of drag bingo.
What did he win?
A big black dildo.
You never know when you'll need one.
You know, he got the phone number and the date, though. So that's worth the whole drag bingo exercise. That's fantastic that he was able to do that.
He came in today and he said, we were talking about it, he said, Dad, are you going to talk about this on the air? And I said, you know, I just, Barty, I don't want like every booger eater in the world and calling him going, hey, you know, your son's a faggot.
Right. No, he did it for the purpose. I mean, you don't even have to explain it. He did it for the purposes of, of landing a big one. And is she hot? Did he mention whether she was hot or not?
Well, I asked him. I said, being as you were in the venue that you are in, are you absolutely sure that?
Oh, that's right. It's a woman.
Yeah. And he said that he took her outside.
In the daylight.
And she showed him?
And looked outside, and, they exchanged numbers. And
Did you inform him that's not always good enough? Is that really the only way to do it?
Are some lessons a boy has to learn the hard way, if you'll pardon the pun.
And it's what makes it an impossible situation is that normally the sure thing way of finding out about that is only you can only do it one way, and normally it ends up happening when it's too late.
Too late. Yeah.
Explained to me, I've never had that happen.
Like poor George Michael or Hugh Grant.
Well, Hugh Grant was with the hooker, and Michael solicited men in the men's room restroom.
Oh, it's Danny Bonaducci.
Right.
Danny Bonaducci's the guy.
That's right, and threw her out of the car. Her out of the car.
And found out that he was she was a he.
I would be curious to know, really, because I don't know, if there would be any other way of finding out for sure. Because, I mean, I've seen the shows. I don't know about the Adam's apple. Do you?
That can be shaved as well. So that's not completely reliable.
Yeah, Adam's apple can be shaved.
Yeah, surgically, Buzz. So that it doesn't make so much of a lump.
Really?
Yeah. I saw a pretty good lump on a good-looking dame on Larry King this week. I mean, she was good-looking, except for the fact she had an Adam's apple.
Well, and they've all done those shows. The great one for it is Maury Povich. Uh-huh. Are you a man or a woman? And they bring the people out. And, there's some of them that I cannot even remotely tell.
A lot of them work at WJFK in Fairfax.
And we still don't know.
I still don't know.
Doesn't matter, really.
At times.
Oh, yes, it does.
Yes, it does, Buzz.
It does if you got your mind set on one thing.
I'm at work.
It does if you've been to one of our parties.
Right.
One of your special love parties.
It matters if you're looking for a flat steak and you get a hot dog.
That's right. Well, of course.
Hello.
Hola.
Hey, what's up, Pop?
Hey, listen, you're on the air, and, here's a shock. I decided, what the heck, I'll talk about your night out last night.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, well, I
don't think any of us are thinking it was anything other than a pretty decent way to go out and hustle a chick.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I think that's a great drag bingo. Fantastic.
Oh, my, yes, sir.
What's happening there?
Just some kind of truck was going off.
All right, I want to make sure that wasn't your
car. General contracting truck.
So what did you wear to drag bingo last night, my 22-year-old, I think heterosexual, although I'm fine with anything, son?
I'm laughing at the fact that I'm only 22, Pop.
What?
I'm not 23.
Oh, what did I say, 23? Nah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Soon to be 23.
22. Sorry, you're 22. Sorry.
So
anyway, what did you wear?
I wore camo shorts and a polo shirt. Yeah.
No, that's not really drag.
No.
Oh, no. I myself didn't wear a dress.
Oh, you didn't go drag.
Was the polo shirt tucked in?
No, Lane Bryant was closed.
Was the polo shirt tucked in, hanging out, or was it tied at the midriff?
It was actually untucked. Maybe a half tuck.
And did you say he wore a do-rag?
That's what I thought. Did you
wear... No, I wore camouflage pants and a pair of ice cream skate shoes.
These ice cream skate shoes.
What?
I don't know. They look like
you describe those.
They
two?
Look like bowling shoes.
Okay, like maybe John Norman type shoes.
They're more macho than that, Mike.
Okay, all right.
John Norman wears ballet shoes.
He wears those black ballet slippers. Yeah.
So anyway, you go to this drag bingo night, and you work the room, and you meet a nice older lady who you're going to be dating. But how did you end up with that big dildo that you just everywhere I went in the house today, everywhere I went in the house, Bart would have the dildo waiting for me.
And was it wrapped at all? Did it have any kind of paper on it? Did it have a label on it, or was it just the dildo?
No, it was in packaging, plastic packaging.
Thank God.
Unsoiled.
Thank God for that.
And the retail name of it, the official name is Big Black C Word for Man's Thing. So when he got up today and he was telling us about all of his adventures, and he went downstairs to get cleaned up, and he comes upstairs and he says, "Hey, Dad, where's my big black dildo?" And I said, "In the big garbage can."
It's no longer around.
He went out and retrieved it.
Sure. I'm curious about this lady you met, Bart.
If you could give me 1 second.
Who are you
one
talking
second.
To?
Sorry, Lucy.
Lucy. Is Lucy the lady you met at Drag Bingo?
No, Lucy's an old friend.
An old friend. He's just got him coming out of the woodwork.
How many are you juggling this week, son?
How many friends am I seeing this week?
Yes, lady friends.
Women.
Lady friends?
How many lady friends are you juggling?
Like 5 or 6.
5 or 6. And the lady last night, is she older, younger?
Older, I believe, but it's really hazy. I was a bit inebriated.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's risky.
Well, that's the concern we all have, going to drag bingo meeting a so-called woman.
I made sure today it was definitely a lady, and she was cute.
It's a lady.
She's a lady.
How did you do that?
Did you call her?
I called a couple buddies that went with me to drag bingo.
I see.
I called Caitlin.
More of his female friends.
You think there is no way that, I mean, they're absolutely 100% certain that you wouldn't be surprised if you picked this woman up and she had a 5 o'clock shadow.
No, 100% sure.
I told the guys, didn't you take it outside?
Her it.
Hey, what? Marty, didn't you take it outside to make sure that it was a woman?
No, I looked her over and I spoke with her. It was definitely a woman.
Yeah. And the kind of woman that you get motivated to get the phone number?
She wasn't, well, I don't want to. Wasn't great looking, but.
A lot of upper body strength.
Here's how it went.
She was like a 6 or a 7.
He gave her his phone and she punched the number into his phone.
Cool.
I think that's how it worked,
right? Is that how it works nowadays?
Yeah, and then I gave it back to her and she had to punch in her name because I didn't know it.
And her name was Mel.
Her name was Leroy.
At any point in your small talk, did she mention shaving her apple?
No, she did not.
Well, that's a good sign
of a talk either.
I'm really curious about drag bingo. What was the ratio at drag bingo?
There were a good amount of women. There actually weren't a lot of dudes in drag, except for the 3 dude announcers in drag.
Right. And was the crowd mixed as far as gay and straight?
Yeah, at the beginning they said where are the straight men at, and like straight guys raised their hand.
Oh, wow.
Like, that'll change tonight. Like it was really mixed.
Well, that's kind of a cool way to meet women, I would think.
More mixed at the end of the evening.
Yeah. You got enough condoms, son?
What?
You got enough condoms?
I don't use them. Don't believe in them.
Oh, my God.
He's a funny lad, isn't he?
Oh, he's a kidder, isn't he?
He's a funny boy.
Yeah, making jokes.
That's the joke.
All right, son. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Yes, sir. I love you, too.
All right, see ya.
All right, bye.
Bye, bud.
Carry on.
You're proud of the boy, aren't you?
I am, huh? Yeah.
He's out there getting it done, isn't he?
Turned out good.
Uh-huh.
Turned out good, didn't he?
You and I would never have the cojones to go into a situation like that.
My God.
I don't know. If I knew that there was it was good prospecting, mm-hmm. I might do it.
Yeah.
Sure. I might do it. I mean, if you knew that it was going to be, you know, it would be something that you would try because you would seem like you were a cool guy.
He's like a hound dog. Mm-hmm. He is like a hound dog. He enjoys the scent. He enjoys
the chase, the hunt
for the eventual conquest.
Is he currently a complete and total free agent?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Good. The landscape is littered with his former girlfriends, who are now really, to my son's credit, his friend.
His friends.
He's friends.
That is, wow.
He's friends with just about, as far as I know, every woman has ever banged.
That's fantastic.
Of course, I have limited knowledge.
So he must be very skilled at the breakup. He must be very skilled at that.
I don't know. I think that maybe we're getting into an area that maybe we shouldn't be discussing. It's a little private for Bart.
That's fine. No problem at all.
But that's it's a good sign. I'm not even friends with the woman I'm currently banging.
Oh, like you're currently banging her.
I can give you a date. It was some time ago.
Some time ago.
When was the last time?
Let's see. I think it was last week sometime.
Must have been good.
Always is.
Must have been good if it only happened once and you're going, sometime last week.
Perhaps it's not the quality over the quantity. Maybe if it was more recent. Even something rather, not so up to scale would be great. Anytime, though, you know.
Sure. That's good, though, last week. Within 2 weeks is good.
Two young kids running around.
Yeah,
she hates my guts. I mean, there's a lot of things.
A lot of factors.
Stacked deck. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, is the streaming audio down?
I don't know. John, is there a problem with the stream? What stream are you listening on, friend?
The WKFK stream.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that he call the web guy IP Daily.
Try the I think the Las Vegas station stream is usually a go-to.
Their stream is strong.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
It's because it's Vegas and it's open all night.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, I've got a test. Somebody told me how to test between a man and woman by you simply touch the back of their arm, and if the skin pulls away from the muscle, you're a guy, and if on a woman, the muscle is attached to the skin.
No,
that's not right.
Say again, please. On the forearm.
I thought women have baggier arms. Even women that are in better shape, that's where women have a lot. They store fat.
Reject a woman, and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Weak arms.
See, I'm a fat guy, and you can't do that jiggle, jiggle, jiggle thing on my arm. But women, even that are in good shape, you can sometimes do that.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I was wondering if the girl that Bart's going to be seeing today spells her name Lola.
Like Jerry Cola.
Lola. La 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 Lola. Lola.
That was another one of those songs I loved when I was a kid.
Sure.
And never knew what it was about.
Didn't know.
Never. Not a clue.
What was it about?
It's about a chick who's a guy.
Yep. Really?
Yeah, right?
I just like the music.
A drag queen.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Why?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate you on Bart. I can't stay friends with any of these women that I'm banging. I just want to know, I've got the scent now, and I want to know, should I keep just going after them or just find one and settle down?
How old are you?
29, going to be 30 this year.
I give you the same advice I give my son. Unless you're absolutely positive she's the right one, women, my friend, are like trains. If you miss one, the next one is 5 minutes away.
Yeah, there's no urgency at that age.
That's right. Think of a woman at this point in your life as a big lighter.
Urgency should creep in at, I'm just reflecting on my life, urgency should creep in your mid-50s.
Thank you guys so much.
Take your time.
That's called experience.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Lots of time.
What it do, Buzz? Hi, it's your new dad, Daddy, calling.
Hey, Douglas.
Oh, Buzz, I'd like to unlimber your Bombays. What is this? The session of Bosco Lee?
I love it when Douglas calls from his basement.
Isn't that nice at home?
Reese, I have no idea.
Hi there, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing today?
All right.
What's going on? Go ahead, S.
No, I've got a surefire way to find out if it's a guy or a girl.
Okay, what do you do, Evan?
Well, if she's got testicles, she's a guy.
Thank you, Evan.
Okay, we'll write that down. You know, that was worth it because he didn't catch on the ass.
Yeah. So just hang up. Ass. Oh, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.